to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm Barbara Jackson, your host.
And I'm Lee Miller, and we're Your Career Doctors.
Your Career Doctors is all about taking control of your career.
It's about providing you with the information, contacts, skills, and tools you need, both on the show and on our website, yourcareerdoctors.com.
It's also about providing access to experts like our guest today, Betsy Thompson. Lee, why don't you introduce Betsy?
Our guest today is Betsy Thompson. Betsy is the Director of Public Relations and Fashion Spokesman for Talbot Stores. She's just the person to go to get advice on finding the perfect blend of style and professionalism that will enable you to dress for success.
Welcome, Betsy, and thanks for being our guest on Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio.
It's my pleasure.
Good. Great to have you here, Betsy. Now, tell us, why is it so important to have the right image for your career?
Well, you know, we all don't want to admit this, but, you know, when you walk in to a prospective, you know, new job or maybe you've been promoted, there's a lot to be said for that first impression. And a lot of it is really reflective on how you've put yourself together. So having a look that speaks to executive polish, that looks as though that you've got yourself organized, is very important in the career world.
Okay. Now, isn't the right image different for everyone?
It definitely is, and you bring up a good point. I think it's very important for people to understand, you know, what the dress code is for the job that they're going for, where they work, and it's always a good idea to know what your company's dress code is.
Well, it would be different than if it was more formal or casual or... what would you advise in terms of some tips for women on dressing for success?
Boy, there are a lot of tips to think about. I think the most important thing, and this really comes down to making your dollars work the hardest, is to make sure you get the right fit. Women vary greatly in size and shape, and what happens over time, if you buy clothes that don't fit you well, they end up sitting in the closet, they collect dust, they're relics, and as far as I'm concerned, they should be paying rent. So when you buy your clothes, you want to make sure that you get the right size and the right proportion for your figure.
Yeah, I know that personally. It's really critical to have the right fit with your clothes and get them right, properly tailored, because if they don't fit right, no matter how much you pay for them, they're not going to look good.
And they'll never be fashionable if they don't fit you right.
So how do you make sure your clothing fits right?
Well, what you want to do is, if you can make the time, is go into a store and try on different silhouettes. And by silhouette, I mean different shapes of clothing from the same area. And look, take a critical eye. Look in a mirror. Get a three-way mirror if you can. Bring along a friend or ask a sales associate in the store who should be trained to understand how different garments fit and how they should move and how you can coordinate them. And look for things that hit you in the right places. And by hit, I mean literally end. I mean, for women, you know, some women have sensitive areas. Maybe it's through the hips and thighs. You would never want to have a jacket that ends at the widest point. You also want to make sure that when you're buying a jacket, which is often the most expensive piece you'll invest in, that you get that great fit through the shoulders, but also that it's a style that you can wear in a number of ways, that you can wear it with pants, that you can wear it with skirts, that you can dress it up and dress it down.
So that versatility to try to find different items that can be used in a lot of different ways, I assume that's
very critical.
Yeah, especially for the budget, for people who have to dress on a budget.
Well, and I think for a lot of people just starting out in their career, that's a really important consideration. And I always try to tell people that when you're buying for an interview, don't just think about the interview as though it was a date. You want to buy for the job. So that when you have the item for that great job, that you're wearing it, and that you might still have it when you get the first promotion. And I think that's really a wise way to think about your clothing, is not just for the one time, but over time.
Good tip. How about tailoring?
Well, tailoring is an important consideration for women's clothing, because, again, we all do come in different shapes and sizes. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to have to reconstruct a garment. That would tell me that it just was not the right size or the right shape for you. Little touches like maybe changing the length of the skirt to hit you at a more flattering point, or perhaps you need to shorten the pants or shorten the length on the sleeves of a jacket. When it gets beyond that, you might want to think about trying different sizes or maybe different size categories. And at Talbot's, we actually, we probably have the most extensive size offering in all of specialty retailing. We offer Missy sizes, petite sizes, women's sizes, and women's petite sizes. So, and that will really tell you that you want to make sure that you get the right, not just the number on the tag, but the right category of size for your figure.
Now, color and fabrics are important too, right? So what are the best colors and fabrics to give you that professional look?
Well, starting with color, when you're just starting out and you don't have a lot of, you know, wardrobe pieces in your, you know, your career arsenal, you probably want to start with great neutrals that mix well. Black is always a smart choice because it's so easy to mix to shoes, and it goes with everything, and it works year-round. But it's not the only color. You can go for navy. You can go for anything in the taupe or beige family. Gray is also a wonderful neutral. So those are good places to start. But then after that, you can start adding color and pattern. And when it comes to fabric, you really want to think about fabrics that you can wear more than one season. So I would recommend for a good start-off fabric, like a stretch wool or wool gab. It's lightweight. It'll stand up to a lot of wear and tear. And you can wear it for not just two seasons, but you can probably get a full three seasons out of it.
Good. Now, how do you go about building a wardrobe?
Well, you want to start with a foundation. And I think the smart choices for, you know, for a lot of work settings would be to choose suitable separates that you can put together as a suit or take apart. The other key thing about separates is that you're buying them in different sizes. So many women wear a different size top than bottom. So if you can go in and put together a suit in two different sizes and still have that great look, that's just a better investment. It makes it easier for you. You start with the jacket. That's really your statement piece. It's the authority figure, and it's often what's looked at when you go in for an interview because you're sitting behind a desk. So get a great jacket. And then you want to add a matching pant or a skirt. And then perhaps the next piece you want to add is something that is either a third matching component or maybe it's a coordinating piece that you can still wear with the jacket for a suited look. And then after that, you're going to need at least two tops. I would recommend that you go with a blouse or a shirt for one and maybe a great layering piece or a tee for the second one. But you don't have to. You've got lots of options there. After that, you want to get into some of the finishing pieces. And obviously, you need shoes. You want to make sure when you're buying shoes that they're comfortable, that you can walk in them, that the heel height is not so high that it pitches you forward and that you have, you know, trouble getting around on them. And you want to choose a shoe that you can wear throughout the year. Because, again, shoes can be quite expensive, and you want to make sure that that you're getting something that you're getting the maximum wear out of.
Okay. What about other accessories?
A structured work tote is key, particularly for the woman who's, you know, going out looking for a job. I mean, the last thing that you want to be doing when you're interviewing for somebody is digging into the depths of a big sloppy bag, trying to find your resume or trying to find a pen to write with. Nowadays, there are some really great affordable work totes that aren't too oversized. They have great organized pockets inside of them. And you can, again, you can have some fun with them. You could choose a fun color or maybe a great texture. So that's a key piece. The other thing to think about is a lot of times when you're going out and you're interviewing, the weather may not be on your side. You may have a rainy, windy, stormy day. And when you meet that potential employer for the first time, you might be wearing outerwear. So having a great raincoat is a smart thing to think about having in your closet as well.
Good. Skirts, pants, or dresses? Any thoughts on which is the most appropriate?
Well, traditionally, a matched jacket to skirt is the most conservative, probably safest route for an interview. But nowadays, women wear pants in just about every work setting. And if you have a beautiful polished pantsuit and pants are just more comfortable and flattering on you, I think you could get away either way as long as you've got a great look and it fits you well. And you also have to think what makes you feel the most confident. And that's
confidence
a real
is
critical
key, right?
factor.
Yeah. If you look good, you feel good, right?
That's right.
Any recommendations about skirt lengths?
it's a good question. I mean, people used to ask years ago, you know, what's the right trend? What's fashionable with skirts? And honestly, these days, the most fashionable skirt is the one that's the most flattering on you, and you've got lots of choices for length. The one thing for the workplace is that I think you really want to steer clear of anything that's too short. It might just be a little more revealing than you want, and it also might be really impractical because, you know, working women, we're on the go. And when you have a really short skirt, it can be difficult to get around in.
Okay. How about for men? Any tips for men dressing in the workplace?
Well, a lot of the tips that I just mentioned actually apply for men. I think fit is really critical. People think that men don't have fit issues, and they have a lot of the same fit issues that women do. Having a nice polished look, investing in a great jacket that you can, you know, really kind of dress up and dress down is important. And then the other thing with men that they want to think about is make sure your dress shirt, make sure it fits you correctly. A lot of times men will buy a dress shirt and it doesn't actually hit the neckline right. It's too loose around the cuffs. If you get a great dress shirt that fits you right, it just looks so sharp and so polished. You add a fabulous tie to it, and a man, it just looks wonderful.
And Talbots has clothes for men, right?
We do. We have a men's line that we have 12 stores nationwide, and we also sell our men's line through the Internet, so men anywhere can buy it, and we also offer it through catalog.
Great. Now, some women like to dress very sexy when they go out. Does that work in the workplace?
For a lot of workplaces, if it's incredibly sexy, it can really send the wrong signal. So I think you have to be a little careful. I would never want someone to feel that they couldn't express their personality or their sense of style. But when you're going into a workplace, I think you want to be a little careful because, again, you want to be judged on your work, not on simply how you dressed. And if you dress in a super provocative way, that may be all that people remember about you.
Now, if you're fashion challenged, or even if you just want a second opinion, does Talbots have people who can help you with that?
We have wonderful sales associates in our stores and also through our online, and actually even if you're shopping with us through the Internet, who are trained to understand fit, how to mix and match, you know, what colors and patterns go well together, and they really know how our clothing is supposed to fit, and they can be a wonderful assistance to somebody who's building a wardrobe.
Well, to wrap up, if you had to summarize the key to dressing for success in a few words, what would you say?
I think the key is make sure you get the best fit and that you get fabrics that you can mix and match through more than one season. And you should not be afraid to have a little fun when you're out there shopping. Get into the fitting rooms and try things on.
Well, thanks very much, Betsy. It's been great having you.
Well, thanks, Betsy. That was a fabulous interview. I could certainly talk to you for hours, but I know you have to move on because the winter sale is coming up very soon. What can we look for, though, in the springtime? What are the new fashion trends?
Well, I'll tell you, a big trend that's going on in fashion is a continuing one, is as women are continuing to really mix things up, to express their personality, and they're going for a sense of style that looks acquired over time. So I think what women should be doing this spring is look into your closets, look at what you have or maybe what's been passed down by past generations, and then go out and find some great fun pieces and put together a look that just screams you and shows shades of your personality and confidence.
Well, that's a really good tip, and I'm going to go home and do that this afternoon. But right now we have to take a short break to hear from our sponsor at Macau, your training partner, and also to learn about our Tools for Successful Women series. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm your host, Barbara Jackson, and I'm here with our co-host, Lee Miller. Lee, as you know, I am a lifelong Talbot shopper, so I just loved visiting with Betsy. And I think it was great that we had her on at the beginning of the year because I think sometimes we underestimate how important our image can be.
Oh, image is so critical. People are always judging us by how we look. I know, Barbara, you have a trick that you use to ensure that you present yourself with the right image in the workplace. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Sure. And, you know, this is a trick that I use over and over again. In fact, I had to do a little adjustment when we were on tour last fall because I was picking up some cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance? That's when how you look doesn't match who you are, right?
Right. You start getting, you know, the looks from people in the airplane that say, Miss, could you help me with this because they think you're the attendant rather than the passenger. And that was kind of happening to me. So I did what I used my trick. And my trick is I go shopping. I shop at Talbot's. I also have a couple of other places that I shop. And
that sounds like a lot of fun for a trick.
It is. Going retail therapy is always a good thing. But what I'll do is I'll go into the store and I'll try on some different outfits with completely different looks and maybe different from what I'm used to wearing, and then I'll go out into the store and I'll ask complete strangers, what do you think I do for a living? And I keep switching the way the outfit looks until I get an answer that best matches up with the image that I want to present. So, for example, when I went from being the boss of a large organization to being a consultant, I really needed to change my appearance. I needed to change the way people related to me. And I didn't need to change what I knew. I just needed to change what they thought immediately when they saw me. And that's how I did it.
And strangers are a lot better for that because they give you an honest opinion and they're not hindered by their preconceived notions of who you are, right?
Right. And you know, you need to find something, as Betsy said, you need to find something that really expresses who you are, who your personality is. But you need to do that within a framework that tells people also, you know, what you do for a living, because it's really your work costume that we're talking about. In fact, we had an example during that tour of an executive that we were both coaching that had a real problem with her image. She thought that people weren't going to take her seriously or weren't taking her seriously because she was a woman in an all-male environment, and that really wasn't it.
Really, yeah. It had a lot to do with how she was dressing, so we spoke to her and gave her some ideas as to how maybe she could change her image. And last time I spoke with her, it really had an impact, especially when she was doing work overseas.
Exactly. And, you know, it really helps to legitimize your role when you get your image to match up, because so often people don't understand what your job is in today's workforce because, you know, dressing is a complicated thing. Are we casual? Are we formal? What are we?
Yeah, this casual has really made things a lot more complex for both men and women. But people really don't recognize how important it is how other people see them. It's so critical. If you're a woman operating in a male-dominated environment, or if you're a man, you know, it's also very important for young people to pay attention to how they look, because how they look is going to affect how people judge them.
So where besides a department store can people go to get this honest feedback?
Well, hopefully, as we've talked at some of our other shows, you have in your workplace a mentor, someone you can talk to, someone who will give you an honest impression of the impression you're actually making on others. But also, we have a concept that we use when we coach people called fast-track legitimization.
And what is that?
Well, that's about how you go about making that immediate first impression. And it's so critical to make that first impression, and you have to think about it. It doesn't happen just by accident.
And it, like with that woman that we were both coaching, she needed to legitimize herself. She needed to establish that she was the boss of a very, very successful large company, and she needed to establish that quickly because people didn't want to do sales negotiations with her.
Right, and she really needed to dress the part. And I told her in part she needed to dress in suits that people recognized, using labels that people have recognized. And I asked her what she had in her closet, and when she said she had a really nice Chanel suit, I said, try that and see if that works.
So So really, this idea of fast-track legitimization that Lee and I are talking about is the art of, it's part of the art of getting what you want, and it's getting it quickly and using all the tools that you have at your disposal. It's not really like cheating. It's not really like putting on a Halloween costume, but it is about saying, just like you do when you get a new office, you sort of, you know, sort of shift, people shift how they see you because of the office that you're in or the cubicle that you have. Well, your clothes say a lot about you also.
Yeah, it's important to create the image that you want. That's the key. It just isn't going to happen. You have to make it happen.
In fact, we've discovered that it's so important, and that particularly in today's world where things are a lot more complicated than they used to be because of how people dress and the informality of the workplace, that we've actually created a new workshop called Game On to help drive the point home. It's a very unique workshop, and we'll talk some more about that later.
Yeah, it's a lot more, though, than just how you look, but that's a major...
Right. How you look, how you present yourself, the whole environment that you create, and really doing this fast cycle legitimization of your job, of your presence at work. But, Lee, at the break, I heard you ask Bressie if she'd do a blog for our website, yourcareerdoctors.com. Is she going to do that?
Absolutely. She'll give us some tips on how to dress for success to follow up on her wonderful interview.
That's great. And while people are on our website, they can look and see where we're going to have a public workshop in a city near them, and they can check out some of the images that Talbot's going to send us.
You want to tell them a little bit about those workshops, Barbara?
Sure. We're going to be running some public workshops on Lee's Art of Power Negotiating for Women, and we're also going to have a course called Critical Communication Skills for Women. We're going to be doing it in cities around the country, and we're going to start that in the middle of March in New York, aren't we?
Great, yeah, towards the end of March, I think. So while they're at our website, they can also see some of the outfits that Talbot's put together from their current merchandise as illustrations of that dress for success.
And they can also check out the really great tools that we have on special this week, which I believe, Lee, are your interviewing CD and your book, A Women's Guide to Successful Negotiating.
Yes, we have those on special, and this week and this week only, those are available. Normally a regularly combined value of $164. This week, you can get them both for only $79.
And they both come with Macau's 100% satisfaction back guarantee. No, I guess it's 100% satisfaction or your
money back. Absolutely. It's a guarantee, and you won't regret it.
So, Lee, do you have a career doctor's prescription for us?
I sure do. You never get a second chance to make a good first impression, so make sure you dress the way you want people to perceive you.
Well, some response, and I know if we go to Talbot's, we'll be able to achieve that, so thanks. This has been your career doctor, Barbara Jackson, and also Lee Miller. We're here at Grapevine Radio, and we want to thank you for listening. Remember, it's your life, your career, and your choice.